This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio studio. And we haven't got Larry Pratt either. So this is Friday, and, you know, Fridays are always this way. So we're just gonna go ahead with it, shall we? We're going to try to get Larry. If we get Larry, we'll talk with him. And if we don't, we're just going to move ahead. Because, well, that's what we do. I had a heart attack a while back. And when I came out of the hospital, they literally gave me a grocery bag of drugs to take. Now, at the time, because of the state I was in, most of them were designed to help me overcome certain things that were going to be present in my recovery. Very shortly after that, though, the first time I went to my cardiologist, he told me to stop taking a whole bunch of these. And he told me, you don't need them now. The reason I didn't need them was because at this particular point in my recovery, my body was taking over things that these chemicals would have been doing for me. To continue to take them would have been dangerous for my recovery. So a lot of people go and take, you know, they go to their doctor and they get a whole bunch of drugs here and there. And sometimes these drugs don't work well together. A lot of people have, elderly parents, and they're taking anti-dementia drugs like Namenda. And then sometimes I'll take another drug, and I know one that Namenda doesn't play well with is Aricept. I think I'm pronouncing that. There's Dr. John. He can help me out with that if he wants to. If those two don't play very well together, some of the side effects of both drugs can include bradycardia, which is a slowing of the heart rhythm. Namenda, in some cases, has stopped people's hearts while they've been trying to combat dementia. So you have to monitor this stuff. If you have somebody that you're taking care of, or if it's you, you probably need to be asking questions about this. Now, the CDC publishes statistics on prescription drug use. There's a point to this, believe me. And for the 2013-2014 period, 42.2% of people of 65 and over take five or more drugs per day. 32.6% of people age 18 to 44 take 1 to 4 drugs a day. Of those, 8.8% are taking antidepressants. And to put this in perspective, in 2010, the age 18 to 44 population was 112.8 million people. That means 37 million or more people are taking 1 to 4 drugs a day, 3.3 million using antidepressants. That 37 million amounts to over 10 people per square mile, averaged over the whole U.S., but probably hundreds of thousands per block, say, in New York City. And some of you are probably saying to yourself, hey, maybe I should have been a pharmacist. I completely get that. So if you take a look at a package insert for any prescription drug, you'll find a long list of side effects with everything from night sweats to homicidal ideation. That's a technical term, meaning you're going to want to kill somebody. And if you're taking multiple drugs, these side effects begin to add up. They multiply. Now, in this case of the two anti-dementia drugs, that maybe you have somebody in your family who's taking them. Those two with the bradycardia as a side effect, sometimes it takes a little while to manifest it. Some people have taken up to 3 years for it to get to the point where, you know, when they introduce another one, the second one will kill you in a week. After every mass shooting in the United States now, the non-mainstream media look into the prescription drugs used by the perpetrator where possible. And judging from those investigations, it appears there may be a link between antidepressant use and extreme violent outbursts. still, they prescribe them. You can still go to your general practitioner, and he will prescribe them. You'll say to your general practitioner, who just the other week you were there because you had to have stitches. Now you're saying, you know, I'm a little anxious because I'm trying to quit smoking. I'm trying to lose some weight, and I'm just feeling it. And he'll prescribe something to you. Not his area of expertise at all, but he'll prescribe something to you. Suspicious bloggers slammed the mainstream media for not investigating the link between prescription drugs and homicidal outbursts. And believe me, there's a lot of money involved in this. There's billions of dollars in pharmaceutical advertising. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. They'll be advertising a drug for, like, I don't know, depression. And then they'll tell you that one of the side effects of the depression drug they're prescribing for you to take may be suicidal thoughts, which is sort of ultra-depression, but you know. If you want to chase the rabbit a little further, and you scanned all the package inserts of all prescription drugs on the market looking for the keyword suicide and homicide, and you can go to this. You can find this out by going to the National Institutes of Health, because they maintain downloadable archives of drug labels in several categories, and you can get up to 36,000 labels. If you comb through those manually, that would be a task only the government would do. So, some people would probably write a computer program or something like that to scan them so they could, you know, have more time later on in the day to drink lots of coffee. It's going to be complicated by the fact that there are distinct labels from each form of a drug, whether tablet, capsule, liquid. After identifying all the unique drug types, 8,638 drugs would remain. And then there's scan for the text string suicide and homicide, resulting in 1,118 labels having at least one match in at least one of the two strings, with some having dozens of matches. So 12.9% of the human prescription drug labels scanned that are available had a warning about suicide or homicidal behavior as a side effect. This is not telling us how many of these drugs are commonly used, and an additional analysis would be required to provide that data. But would you shop at a grocery store where you knew that 12.9% of the food had been found in lab tests to send some consumers into a premeditated homicidal rage? What would you think if 12.9% of the supposed quality products on Amazon gave you a tendency to commit suicide? I mean, in some cases, a lot of people would bet with those kind of odds. So, why have the feds approved for your medicine cabinet? What have they done here? Homicide, suicide. Have you ever had a friend call you that's just started a new drug protocol? Babbling incoherently? And then you look at the new drug, and maybe the side effect is maybe a stroke. What's in your kid's medicine cabinet? Could he be mixing the antidepressant with alcohol or marijuana or worse? We don't need tens of millions of people taking prescription pills every day. That's tens of millions of people each driving a 3,000-pound vehicle, some with homicidal thoughts. In most cases, there is an alternative to prescription drugs. It's called healthy living, you know, working out, exercising, getting out, doing a little bit of stuff, riding your bike. Dr. John rides his bike with me. You could parent a little bit. Try it. All those side effects are positive, including a lack of school massacres. A lot of people could change their life for the better if they would just figure out how to get off the pills. When you go to a doctor and you're already taking prescriptions, they very rarely are going to ask. They may ask you what you're taking, but when they prescribe something to you, how much thought is going into how are these two drugs going to interact in my system? That's a legitimate question to ask. 12.9% of America, 1,118 drugs with a side effect of suicide or homicide. There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. In the chat room, Dr. John of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership has posted, many of the medical misadventures involve drug interactions. Medical misadventure, depending on whichever survey you're looking at, can account for anywhere from 100,000 to over 200,000 deaths per year. Dr. John, if you want to, if I'm wrong about that, please let me know, but that's what I have read. And like he said, drugs can have something to do with that. Now, CNN has been on this little thing. One of the reasons that I joined the NRA today is because I will not stand by and let a group. Now, I've got lots of problems with the NRA. I've got 99 problems with the NRA. The fact that they kill anybody, that they kill children, is not one of them. And at CNN, you know, news is supposed to be based upon fact. I've been asked, what is truth? And to me, truth is things as they are based upon known fact at the time. What is this, you know, what's in this square? Well, we got to look at this and see what is known fact at this time. If this is a block, then the truth is it's a block. Facts are that it is a block, as defined by science, you know, coming from man, geometry, whatever. In CNN's control room, well, they've got an endless campaign going on right now to smear the NRA, and it happened again here recently. Wolf Blitzer allowed school shooting survivor Alfonso Calderon to slander one of the nation's oldest civil rights organizations as basically killing children for their Second Amendment advocacy. He mentioned this as he was commenting on Dick's Sporting Goods' not-so-earth-shattering announcement that the remaining 35 stores in their alternate chain, Field & Stream, which will from now on be just be called Stream, will no longer sell AR-15 rifles. But they will sell the Ruger Mini 14, which I don't know if that's hypocrisy or stupidity on the part of Dick's, but let me tell you something. you know, once you get past the semantics and the overall look of the gun, same thing. Dick's stopped in 2012. Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling AR-15s in 2012 right after the Sandy Hook shooting. They stopped selling the AR-15. So them coming up here and saying this is not like this is some earth-shattering thing. That's sort of like me getting up tomorrow morning going, the sun is up. But anyway. Alfonso Calderon praised them, their decision to raise the minimum purchase age for firearms to 21, arguing, I'm glad that companies, which are what will stop the NRA from doing what they're doing, basically killing kids, the companies are going to be the ones that are going to stop this. The NRA has shown themselves to be toxic, vile, and to not support the right to live, which is in the preamble of the Constitution. I want them to remember they always talk about the Second Amendment, but that preamble is before it. Well, son, you probably should be paying attention in school because the preamble is in the Declaration of Independence. Okay. This isn't the first time they've allowed this. They're going to continue to allow this. I don't know why anybody sits back and says, well, it seems awfully hooey to me that they're... Well, yeah, they've got an agenda. They have an agenda. Last week, Dana Loesch and CNN's Allison Camerota got into it when Dana accused the network of allowing such false allegations to stand unchallenged on air. Camerota said she didn't believe Loesch, only for footage to be replayed, proving her dead wrong. I don't doubt these young people have been through a lot. Unless you've been inside a building when you have a weapon going off multiple times, which I don't know how many times this Cruz fired. I don't know how many times he fired his weapon, but if it's one time in an enclosed building is deafening. And that by itself causes trauma, even if you don't see anything going on. And if he was out there firing indiscriminately, well, yeah, they've been through a lot. And then what they saw as they were trying to get out all these other things, I don't get that they haven't been through a lot, but the part that they're missing, the part that is crucial, is this could have been prevented. You had all three branches of the local government, federal, state, local. They were all there. They all dropped the ball. I don't know how much the FBI should have been involved in it. Local law enforcement had been there a bunch of times. They knew Nicholas Cruz. They knew him well. And they knew he was unstable. They knew he had weapons. And they knew that he might shoot up a school. And they ignored it. And in 2016, Cruz could have been involuntarily committed via the Baker Act for self-mutilation. That didn't happen. And if it had happened, it would have shown up in a background check, denying him the ability to purchase that AR-15 in February of 2017, days after he was expelled. So if competent people in the system had done their jobs, competent adults had done their jobs, this shooting could have been prevented. What will banning a so-called assault weapon do? Nothing. Somebody hands me a Mini 14, which I can now still buy at Dick's. If I go to Dick's and I buy a Mini 14, I'm not taking that much of a step down from the AR. I may be taking a step up because it's a combination of sort of an M1 with the M14 built in as far as the box magazine and everything. It functions the same way. Not a bad weapon, and it's smaller and it's lighter. And I run a Ruger Scout rifle, so I'm very familiar with the reliability of Ruger. I have no problem only running the Mini 14 because that's the cute and fuzzy gun. But banning an AR-15 is nothing more than an assault on our freedoms. These kids, the ones quarterbacking this renewed gun control push, they're now advocates. And we can challenge them now. Charles Cook in the National Review noted they're fair game. The gun debate in America remains intractable, consisting not only of difficult legislative questions, but of elaborate constitutional, socio-political, historical, and criminal inquiries, too. For some reason, David Hogg has come to suppose that he can slice through this reality by issuing threats. Give me what I want or I'll stop using FedEx. Give me what I want or I won't go back to school. Give me what I want or Florida's economy gets it. And by the way, I'm going to outlive you. That is not how republics work, and whether he likes it or not, Hogg lives in a republic. There's no angry victim clause in our constitutional text. David Hogg is an American. He should speak as often as loudly as he wishes. But if CNN believes that its present monomania, will serve it well in the long run, it should continue to give him a platform. But there must be no inoculation for either party, nor must those who agree with the gun control agenda attempt to shield its purveyors from rebuttal. Hogg did not choose to be involved in the school shooting because it was beyond his control. But he now has chosen to play pundit on a topic of import to millions. And in a free, robust nation, once that line is crossed, all bets are bound to be off. And now, I'm the NRA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. One of the proposals floating around out there right now is to try and combat school shootings is to allow teachers to carry their lawfully owned firearms into the classroom. And they typically phrase this as arming teachers. But that phrase is actually sort of a misnomer. It's not quite what we're talking about here. Because that indicates that you're going to walk past this place and get issued a firearm. That is not what this is. This is volunteers who would bring their own gun. They would train with their own gun and, that kind of thing. But in the discussion of this, particularly in Florida, we're hearing a lot of rhetoric. And some of it makes no sense at all, while others make even less sense. And take this for example, this tidbit surrounding the debate over allowing teachers to carry in Florida. The fact that teachers could soon be allowed to carry firearms inside schools wasn't sitting well with gun control supporters either. It bothers me to think, as a father of two young boys, to tell them to not be aggressive to your teacher, said Oscar Branyan, Democrat from Miami Gardens. It bothers me to think, as a father of two young boys, to tell them to not be aggressive to your teacher. Nobody ever had to tell me not to be aggressive to my teacher. That's what we refer to as an authority figure, your teacher. The lawmaker told the Sun Sentinel that he and other black fathers across Florida will now have to include teachers when talking to their children about how to act around armed authority figures. Please don't make it dangerous for children who look like my children to go to school, he said. With my sons, I never, ever, well, first of all, I didn't ever have to tell them to not be aggressive to any authority figure. And certainly not their teachers. I didn't have to do that. Bear in mind that the word aggressive has a definite connotation here, and that has nothing to do with challenging a teacher's assertions in the classroom. Now, you know, I'm going on 57 years old, and you can bet that at some point that it would have probably looked like I challenged a teacher, you know. And it wasn't a problem in the grand scheme of things, but that wasn't really being aggressive. Maybe as a matter of fact, one of the things I used to do in my senior year was I loved to challenge my homeroom teacher to a debate. Because he would tell me all of the, and it, you know what, the bad part about it was it turned out to be true. But that not being, that only, anyway. Being aggressive to a teacher is to threaten a teacher, to make them fear for their safety in some way, even if not for their life. What Branny Nunn did was basically say that he feels like his boys should have the right to act in a threatening way to their teacher. But he, in the process, he inadvertently tipped the hand of the entire anti-gun movement. Because it's not about reducing, it's never been about reducing crime. Not really. There are some who think it will do just that. All of these kids right now are thinking, well, I need gun control, or, you know. No, it won't do it. It has nothing to do with any of that. Is public safety, reducing crime, none of that stuff. It doesn't take long to realize that criminals will continue to act like criminals regardless of what tools are available to them. What the gun control movement is really about is making it so people have no means to resist. Not only can we not resist criminals, but also a government that wants to run roughshod over the American people. And it may not be totally that way right now. Of course, the deep state is, you know, tipping their hand on a lot of things. But the politics of people who want to curtail our access to firearms are the same people who want to subvert the entire Constitution. They want open borders. They want a welfare state. They want single payer. They want all these things that would completely rewire your life and make you completely a ward of the state. They want us to be like Branyan's son's teachers, unarmed and unable to respond to aggression. Should people have to teach their children to not act in a threatening way to their teachers nowadays? I guess so, because nowadays it's, you know, when I was a kid, I never saw a motorist get out of a car and shake his fist at another motorist or pull him out of the car or beat him up. And now there's whole YouTube channels devoted to this. I never used to see pranks. Not on the scale we see them now. You know, of course, we get on all fours, and my partner would push my unsuspecting friend over my back, and he would fall backwards. Now they do it in, I mean, they do some of the craziest stuff. I never, ever, we never ever sat back and said, you know, I think it'd be really cool for us to get out my father's 8mm film camera, which was all we had back then, and I'm going to film me eating some laundry detergent. So nowadays, given the new normal of what today's youth goes through, I think, yes, we have to teach them not to be aggressive to teachers. And this is not a white-black thing. This is a decency thing. I had plenty of black teachers that I respected, and I was not aggressive to them. They were in charge. It was because I respected their authority. So it's not a white-black thing or anything else. The fact that it's even part of the discussion is telling. What's really curious to me at this particular point is how little the teachers' unions have had to say on the topic. The NEA gives all of their money to the Democrats. All the teachers' unions give all of their money to the Democrats. And yet, despite that, and you know what? Every time they get out there and say, well, we're going to pass this now, and we're going to offer teachers the chance to carry guns if they want to volunteer. They are so inundated with volunteers that they have to go out and fundraise just to pay for the training. Ask Linda Carno how that's going in Colorado. Ask him how that went in Ohio. Ask him how that's going in Arkansas, Utah, Texas. Ask him. Ask him. So, where are the teachers' unions on this? If you're a member of a teachers' union, are you considered to be a sacrificial lamb to the cause? To the cause of, you know, I know that in a lot of ways I look at schools as indoctrination farms for young people nowadays. And I understand that. I fully get it. But At the same time, teachers. Now, you know, we're told over and over again that, you know, maybe you don't do as good a job as you should. Maybe you should stop paying attention to this and start paying attention to that. And I get that. I understand that. What I don't understand is why it's okay for you to die for nothing and not have any means to defend yourself at all. Why is that? And in those final moments when that coach in Parkland, Florida, when those administrators and that principal in Sandy Hook, when they were there and they were doing the only thing they could do to save the children that were in their school, which they did. They did the only thing they could do. And they died. They ran to their deaths. That kind of bravery you can't quantify. And at the same time, you have to sit back and say to yourself, what if they could have fired back? What if they could have fought back? And why couldn't they fight back? Why is the gun-free zone all powerful? So, a little telling. You got to tell your sons to be less aggressive or non-aggressive to your teachers. Do that anyway, dude. Or take them out of school, one or the other. I don't know which it should be. Certainly shouldn't be the other one, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Yes, sir? Where did the music go?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I don't know if you heard about this or not, an Ohio student fatally shot himself in his school's restroom last week. He intended to carry out a school shooting that he claimed would be bigger than anything this country's ever seen. He was 7th grader Keith Simmons, 13. He concealed a .22 caliber gun under his shirt as he rode a bus to Jackson Memorial Middle School on February 20th, where he reportedly went to the restroom immediately and shot himself. Coming from a news release, Jackson Township Police Chief Mark Brink said a memo discovered on Simmons' phone, 13 years old, he's got a phone, revealed the teen's fascination with school shooters, specifically the Columbine shooters, referring to the 1999 massacre in Colorado. He intended to conduct his own school massacre with an 8-step plan. Portion of an entry dated February 19th reads, "This will be bigger than anything this country's ever seen. I've been planning this for a few weeks and thought about it for a few months. I will never be forgotten. I'll be a stain in American history and the Simmons history. It's going to be so much, they won't expect a thing." Before fatally shooting himself, he walked out of the restroom with a weapon and then returned where another boy saw the gun and reported it to school officials. Why he went back into the bathroom after he came out holding the gun and then committed suicide, they do not have an answer for that. Police have yet to discover any further evidence to what might have led Simmons to change his mind from conducting a school shooting to taking his own life. It doesn't appear anyone else was aware of Simmons' plans. And the investigation is ongoing. And notice, of course, he did not take an AR to this one because you can't hide those under your shirt most of the time. I've tried. Parkland survivor David Hall wants to be taken seriously in the gun debate, and he's so adamant about it that he's going to lodge a strike until gun control laws are passed. And he's not going to go on a hunger strike. Oh, no. He's not going to give up any of the other luxuries of life. No, he seems to think all of us gun rights activists will be moved by him refusing to return to school until gun control laws are passed. Yeah. Coming from some publication, I'm not sure which it is. He's not going back to school. There aren't enough grief counselors, well-wishers, or positive prayers to make Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg return to the school where his classmates were massacred unless Florida lawmakers pass gun control legislation. "I'm not going back to school on Wednesday until one bill is passed." He said this at a gun control rally Sunday this past week in New Jersey. What was he doing at a gun control rally in New Jersey? Anyway, literally any legislation at this point would be a success, considering the fact that so few legislators in Florida met with us and they want people to forget. That's disgusting. The fact that they want people to forget about this and elect them again as the child murderers they are, that's unacceptable, and we're not going to let that happen. Good for you, son. Denying yourself a solid education is a smoking hot idea. I'm sympathetic to you. I'm sympathetic to all of them. I'm sympathetic to that little lady with the shaved head and everybody else. I'm sympathetic to all of you. You live in a world that you shouldn't have to live in. And you've bought into it, too. That's the problem. You have bought into that world. I don't have to imagine what it's like to be in something like that, okay? But I know how it is. So that doesn't mean that I'm going to drop every principle I stand for because you kids think I should without providing any real facts to support your case. You don't have any. There are none to be had. These students keep screaming about how awful people like me are simply because we don't agree with them on guns. Hogg has argued that Florida Governor Rick Scott doesn't care about students' lives just because he doesn't bow down and immediately pass the legislation that they're demanding. And the truth is that he and his fellow activist survivor classmates aren't looking to discuss anything. They're looking to lecture. They're looking to make demands. They've decided what they want, and they can't accept the idea that anyone may have a different idea while still caring. This reminds me of this, of what we've been seeing in college. I can see where these attitudes are beginning now. I can see where these attitudes are gestating. It's already happening in high school. They get into high school, they say, all right, this is what we expect. Tough. Young David Hogg, you know, I'll see you on the street, son. I'll try to remember where the soup kitchen is. It's no skin off anybody's nose if you don't go back to school. He could drop out for all I care. He can get homeschooled for all I care. Frankly, no one outside of his family is really concerned about whether or not Hogg ever goes back to school. No one at all. And apparently he doesn't either because he's going to New Jersey to appear at gun control rallies. All politics are local, young Hogg. That's the first lesson you learn. Getting on the bus and going on the road is not going to do your cause any good. And you're being used. But here's the thing about threats, young Mr. Hogg. A threat only works if people care one way or the other about what, you know, if you get out there and say, I won't go to school. If I don't care if you're going to school, guess what? That's not a threat. You're just bumping your gums. Right now, the gun grabbers love young Mr. Hogg and his fellow student activists. And soon, children, they're going to forget all about you. As soon as your shelf life expires, you're done. Your moment in the sun will have eclipsed. You will not have gained anything. You will not have accomplished anything except be tools for a media and a bureaucracy based upon anti-freedom. The media is getting a bit of a kick out of the novelty, but that'll die soon, too. And when the lights dim for these kids, and they will, and that's the part that nobody seems, you know, to acknowledge about it. I mean, the lights have already dimmed for the victims. Does anybody know any of the victims by name from Las Vegas? Any of the survivors from Las Vegas? Does anybody know them? Does anybody know besides the guy who stopped the shooting in Sutherland, Texas? Does anybody know him or the shooter? No. No, they don't. Because the media is concerned with one thing, which is ratings, sales, clicks. So getting out there and talking to survivors. There's plenty of survivors out there that are not anti-gun. When those lights dim, all that's going to be left for young David Hogg and his types, who no longer have much of anything, including an education, all that's going to be left for them is nothing. Nobody will be sticking a microphone in their face or a camera in their face or anything else. Everything will be done. And then you have to get back to your life. You have to get back to your life. You might possibly, I don't know, maybe gun or maybe, you know, you can't call them handgun control anymore. You have to call them Brady campaign. Maybe the Brady campaign will hire him. But he's going to be just about illiterate. No experience whatsoever. They'll hire him. Maybe they won't. I don't know. I feel bad for them. I do. I really feel bad for them. And at the same time, I'm not prepared to bow down to them. I'm not prepared to bow down to all of these people that are saying I have blood on my hands. I called somebody today that's on the NRA board, and he asked me if I was going to ask him if he had blood on his hands. And I told him that I had finally broken down and joined the NRA, and he told me that, well, welcome to my world. And I was like, I'm pleased to be here with you. So there is no giving at this point. No ground to be given. No conversation to be had. Your conversation is you want bans. And we've seen what you want to ban. We've seen what the Democrats have got out there. One of the things that Pratt and I were going to discuss was the possibility that Trump right now is playing poker with these people. Trump is, it's so outlandish for him to go, well, forget due process. Take the guns first, due process later. That's almost a caricature of what I've been saying all along. It's what the left wants to do. They call them gun violence restraining orders. I saw Guy Benson, I think, at townhall.com, was endorsing them today. Like, that's a good idea. But it's the death of due process. And once you start down that path, Guy, or Ben Shapiro, or David French, or any of you guys, once you start down that path, well, you better be ready, if it comes down to it, to fight your way back. Because they're not going to give anything back once we give it up. Back again on Monday. Everybody have a good weekend. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.